Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.
And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM. This is our weekly program covering arts and arts events in Valparaiso and throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest.
Aloha, everyone.
We're your hosts for Art on the Air. Hey, babe, if you liked our theme music, that was by Billy Foster with a vocal by Renee Foster. We'd like to thank them.
The incredible, wonderful, fabulous Billy and Renee Foster.
They're so great. Hey, our underwriters for Art on the Air are Valparaiso University, Brower Museum, and our landlord, Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments. Hey, if you'd like to find out more about leasing space in this historic technical building right on 130 there in Valparaiso, call Walt at 219-462-5821. That's 219-462-5821. He has lots of artist spaces and other things throughout the building. I'd like to thank them for their generous support. Always thanks to Greg Kovach, WVLP's station manager, for getting us and keeping us on the air.
Yay, Greg.
Art in the Air is supported by the Indiana Arts Commission Art Project Grant through Southern Shore Arts, and of course, is part of the National Endowment for the Arts. So, hey, we're
indeed
a big deal now. Hey, if you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your arts-related event, exhibit, or appear, please email us at artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Hey, our programs are always streaming live at wvlp.org, so you can hear that. Art on the Air is rebroadcast on Mondays at 5 p.m., and we are now pleased to also announce that our shows are carried on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. That's on Sunday night at 7 p.m. We're also on WIUN Red Hawk Radio at IUN Northwest. And you can always go to our show archive on our page, which is at Breck, that's BRECH.com/AOTA. We also have our arts events calendar there and everything like that. And now we've also added a Facebook page specifically for the show, for Arts on the Air, WVLP. So just do a search. There's only one other program in the entire world that has Arts on the Air in Savannah, Georgia. So if you search it, we're the one here for WVLP. So you can't miss us. Hey, by the way, this station, like all the people on this station, you know, we always are looking for your support. And from our individual listeners, if you'd like to be a sponsor, actually called an underwriter in public and community radio, we encourage you to do that. You can find out more about that at wvlp.org/support. You know, support us in different levels. We'll mention you at the beginning and the end of the shows for that. And we have things like that because that's what keeps us on the air and keeps us going. So remember, wvlp.org/support. And like I say every week, don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. You'll feel so good about supporting not only Art on the Air, but this station. Well, we're going to start with the arts events calendar so we can get to our guests, and we'll talk about that. So we'll start with Porter County. Hey, Valparaiso Center for the Arts, Brower Museum. Betty LaDuc continues with her Social Justice Revisited. Remember, reliving, revisiting. And that show is running. We also have Sue Kwok, the Cosmic Light Series, and then Mark Fletcher's Winking Turtle, Whispering Tree. Those are all running there, and they'll be going through there and coming up on November 6th, there'll be a gallery talk with Mark Fletcher. Village at the Pines, well, they're running a special exhibit called the Junior Art Major Exhibit, curated by the one and only Richard Brower. And that's going to be running through November 4th at the Village Gallery. That's at Pines Village in Valparaiso, a great exhibit space. Chesterton Art Center, well, they have lots of things going on. Current exhibit is pastel artist Marianne Pals and mixed media artist Larry Jensen. It's called In Our Nature. It opened on October 6th, be running through the end of this month, October 28th. Next month will be The Gift of Art from Ileana Artists. It's their member exhibit, opening November 3rd through all of November. I think five to seven pieces now we're having in the show, and I think so all the members will do that. It's a member-only show. They have lots of classes going on. Check them out. Stained Glass Class, Mark Vanderwine. They have the Critique Night every first Wednesday of the month, and lots of things going on. Art Barn, well, they are scheduling different party things going on in the month. October 19th, they have a party for adults, families, and kids called the Pumpkin Paint Party. Nice and alliterative there. It starts for age 9 on up, so you can get together at the Art Barn and do that.
Sounds fun.
It sounds like fun. Hey, another one in Chesterton is Art C. Fine Arts and Antiques. That's on Calumet. They've only been open a little over a year. We had them on. They'll be doing a whole bunch of different things. They have a Dreamcatcher event on October 12th. They have a board and breakfast, Broken Jewelry Workshop. I won't give you the dates on all of them because they have a whole list of things, but you can always find them both on Facebook and at their website. Hey, the Depot Museum and Art Gallery. That's right along good old US 12. They had the reception for Sue Gombas's Into the Wild. It's her photography. I saw the opening of the show. Excellent work up there, and they'll be running through the middle of November. The Ellen Firm Gallery, right around the corner, Linda Weigel, artist, educator. She's doing charcoal drawings of Michiana landscapes, a natural appreciation of Michiana. That show will continue through November 8th. Memorial Opera House, well, they present Halloween Night live. It's done by their youth group called the Limelighters, and it supports the Limelighter Scholarship Program. They'll be on October 29th at 5:30. Bring your little mummies and monsters along for a great family night, and you can check out the offerings there at Memorial Opera House. Roots Organic Cafe, Ken Christensen continues with his September-October exhibit with his new photography, about 35 photos. Dig the Dunes. Well, we've had Eve on the show before. They're still looking for submissions for their calendar for also, they're looking for sponsors for their 2020 calendar. You can find out information about both. I know I just submitted three of my works pieces for consideration for the calendar, so we'll see what's what.
Yay.
And then we Chicago Street Theater, they're doing Toxic Avenger. On October 12th, they had Swengoolie there, but they will continue that on. They're running that musical through there. Kind of fun information there. And we'll talk about Disposable Theater later. We have their listing here, but don't want to give away too much because there's stuff like that. You know, they're doing stuff, but Disposable Theater's coming up. They have different things on October 26th, November 9th, and 30th. And so that's all we have in Porter County. We'll be talking with our guests, everything about what they're doing, but we don't want to give away too much on their stuff.
No, of course not.
So what's going on in LaPorte County?
Boy, LaPorte County. Thaddeus C. Gallery is located in downtown LaPorte. It's a great gallery. Please visit them. Lubeznik Center for the Arts, the Chicago Imagists, Before and After. That exhibit runs through October 19th and is showing in all three galleries. The Rising Phoenix Gallery on exhibit are the Duneland Plein Air Painters, and they run through the end of the month. SFC Gallery, Patty Schaffner, she is their October exhibiting artist. And I saw it yesterday, her exhibit, and it's really quite beautiful.
I'll have to get over there.
Some really nice sort of mandala-like drawings that are quite lovely. Southern Shore Art Association, the October exhibit, Weather, Sun, Rain, Snow, Wind, and Clouds. This is the last few days of this gallery being open, and, do you want to say anything about it, Larry?
Well, Southern Shore, as you know, the building's sold, so the exhibit closes on the 20th. So it's your last chance. Yeah, just a few days left. The building's sold, so we are Southern Shore. I'm on the board for that, so I can talk to this. Are moving on out. We are looking for float gallery spaces for the time being, but the group will stay together. But we're moving on out on November 29th. We don't know exactly what's going in there, but we're working on the logistics of that. But anyway, we wish them well. Arnold is retiring, and he's been so generous hosting us for over 16 years in that building. But new owners are going to take it over, and whatever will happen on Franklin Street will happen.
Yeah. It just popped into my head that maybe we can choose one or two artists to do a pop-up every first Friday in my gallery, possibly.
I can only
do that because we're booked out years in advance for exhibits, but we can certainly do pop-ups and special things for Southern
Shore. Well, we'll have to chat
Southern
about
Shore,
that
yes.
with the powers that be. Right now, our big concentration is moving on out.
Wow.
To the east side, to a deluxe whatever gallery in the sky. I didn't sing it, so we don't have to pay a ASCAP BMI on that one. So,
Blink Contemporary Art is exhibiting the new work by Suzanne Cohen Lang and Rick Lang. Nest, our exhibit is Robert Circo, Me, Myself, and Eyes. It's his recent paintings and drawings. Robert is back in Valparaiso.
Oh my gosh! And, is he feeling better?
Is he feeling better? Yes, I think he is feeling
good.
Better. But he has to, not get not pick up any viruses and stuff like that.
If you don't know, we've talked about it before, Robert's had some serious health challenges and had a wonderful... When's that exhibit going out of your place? Or it's still
Probably until March of next year, I think.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to keep it a good long time.
Yeah. Well, we wish Robert well.
We love it. We love his exhibit. Saturday, October 19th, the Every Kind of Talent Show with Captain Ambivalent. It's an all-ages talent show. It's open mic meets vaudeville meets show and tell, and we never know what to expect. We have some fabulous regulars who perform, and then we have surprises every month. Tuesday, October 22nd, it's Free Tai Chi Easy with Christy Putnam at 5:30 p.m. Sunday, October 27th, we have the vintage semi-horror film that was made in, I think, 1917, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, supposedly the worst movie ever made, but but we make it even better because it's an interactive event. There'll be a cast performing with the movie. Costumes are optional. We love it when the audience comes in costume, and we've seen the absolutely fabulous, marvelous Caroline Hatch's costume in the works, and we can't wait.
Seen her building it. Yes,
I know. It's so exciting. We do have a good amount of people.
Our modern day Marilyn Monroe, almost, right?
She's completely delightful. November 1st, we have our drum circle. I think we're into the third year of this drum circle. It's pretty exciting. Saturday, November 2nd. Oh nope. Cancel that. That's been canceled. And I won't go into the rest of the November calendar except for Saturday, November 30th. It'll be our first annual jazz festival with Billy and Renee Foster. And November 30th at the First Presbyterian Church, starting at 1 p.m. And there'll be more details as we have more details.
Oh, we're going to have them on the 22nd November to talk about that, too, in details.
I know. We have a great lineup of musicians.
So if you're into jazz, come out and do that. So, well, we'll move on to Lake County now.
Yeah.
Studio 659, their Halloween-themed exhibit, Bump in the Night, is still going on. On October 12th, they had this wonderful thing called, in conjunction with Wickedly Whiting, where they had celebrations throughout the downtown area. That exhibit will continue through November 16th. The information on our events page. South Shore Arts in Munster at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts. The Bachman Gallery continues with the 76th Salon Show. That will be going through November 10th. Atrium Gallery has Marianne Trisma, Path to the Beach, and she's already had a reception. Her show runs through November 24th. In the Crown Point branch, they have Something in the Air, Work from the Artist in Residence, and that will be running through December, and they'll have their artist reception on the 27th. Substation number 9 in Hammond, Julio Garcia, Gallery of Voice, and he's running through this month. Toll Theater, also doing Judy Crawford, For Your Consideration. You can see that in the lobby. And Cafe Fresco, Joey Lax Salinas, Photos of the Region. That'll be running through November 23rd. So that's what South Shore Arts is doing. Miller Beach Arts and Creative District, Anatomy of the Artist, is a group exhibit, work of 8 different artists in a variety of formats and media. They gather together. They've already had their opening, but they'll be running through November 3rd. And Miller Beach Arts is in the Miller section, obviously, of Gary. South Lake Artist Co-op, or like they be called Slack, and they like to call their artists Slackers. Seriously, they have several things going on. They're closing out their exhibit, China Cat Sunflower, at the Sip Coffee House number 2. In Highland, and then they're doing a new exhibit called Texture at the Sip Coffee House in Crown Point. And then they're also a call for art for Portrait of an Artist that will go into November at the Wild Rose Brewery in Griffith. And they also have just passed their new exhibit submissions, Crackle. So they're actually quite busy doing lots of little exhibits and everything. But someone else that's associated with the group's Tony Lipka, also known as Pants Are Optional, is what his nickname is. Pants are up because he never wears long pants, so it doesn't go on completely pantless. he is now exhibiting his solo work. He's a mixed media. It's great. He's actually professionally a framer and everything. He owns a framing business, but Anyway, he puts together the things. He's at HarborWorks, a brand new gallery thing in East Chicago. We have the information online on Facebook. Another group that's out that way, Dire Arts Visionary, called Dave. They'll be doing a show called Space Energy Time, and they're looking for submissions that are due by November 2nd. Again, information on our Facebook page. Theater at the Center. Well, they just closed Pajama Games, so if you missed it, they'll be coming up with their new show coming right around the corner. And then Lakeshore Community Concerts, which I've associated with, well, actually, when they were Munster Community Concerts, because I brought them to Munster. They'll be doing their next show is on October 19th. It's called Three Redneck Tenors, and they'll be performing Broadway Bound. So you can find out information about that. Northwest Indiana Symphony, we have a link to their information. They have a bunch of things coming up. And then we're having Phil Potemka back on the show on November 8th. He's got a brand new book out. Of course, it's cooking. It's his new. He's already had his launch party, but it's going to be great. He's going to have an event on Sunday, October 27th at the Theater at the Center, at the Center for Vision Forming Arts. We'll be doing on stage. We'll do a live 7-course cooking demonstration.
It'll be fun to talk to. It'll be good.
And he also brings up, he'll also bring us up to date because he does work at Theater at the Center. My old stomping grounds there too, because I worked there for some time. But anyway, he will bring us up to date on what's going on at Theater at the Center. But his whole thing is a new book about folksy recipes, kind of like a farm to table type thing in that sense. So you can find out information about that again on our webpage. So that's what we got going on here and everything. If again you want to send your information to us, we'd love to have you. Art on the Air, WVLP at gmail.com. And this is Art on the Air, 103.1 FM, WVLP. So we're glad you're listening. And we're going to move on to our guests here. Being a theater guy myself for 40-some years and everything, and making a living at it, this is the Disposable Theater Productions. They're an improv group. They like to travel, but they're based all through in the East Wind
Studios.
Yes. Which is actually, so you can go in and get improv and also take care of massage and other types of things.
You know, have yoga,
classes, do it all at once. I would like to welcome Laura Zanarski. Did I get that right?
Zaransky,
there we go. And then someone whose voice we have heard on the station on Mondays is Matt McCann.
That's me.
That's you. Well, yeah. Good. So, you know, we're going to do that. So we're going to talk about that, but we'll start with you, Laura. Let's tell us just a little about your background, where you grew up, how'd you get from here to there, you know, school, everything like that.
Absolutely. I grew up in Southern California, a little town called Fontana. After I graduated from high school, I went to San Luis Obispo, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and got my degree in physiology. And moved here with that degree to the nice Midwest.
What brought you to the Midwest?
It was my job at the time. I actually had an environmental chemistry job in college, and it was probably one of the only professional jobs in the area, so in my field. And then the company moved, and they picked up a lab here in Valparaiso, actually, doing environmental water, soil, and air testing. So after I graduated, I thought this would be good for me, you know, monetarily, because, you know, sure. Poor college students, right? So I said, okay, I could do that for a year. And I came out here and visited the area, saw the lake. It was beautiful. And my soon-to-become husband took me out on the lake on a beautiful boat. And I kind of fell in love with the area. It's really nice. It reminded me a lot of where I lived and the dunes. And I thought, nice by the water. So I said, sure, I'll do that for a year. But then I married that man, and he was from Buffalo, New York, so we'd fight about the depth of snow. You know, 2 inches to me was excessive, and for him, he's like, I've climbed out of a second-story window. So we ended up staying here. He likes to race sailboats, and now I do that as well. And we got married and had 3 children. So we have stayed in this area, and during that time, I switched careers because my real goal was not to be an environmental chemist.
Okay.
A bench chemist. And I went on to become a Chinese medical doctor. So I went to Midwest College of Oriental Medicine in Chicago, and I did a 4-year program there after got my master's. And I have now been in practice of Chinese medicine for over 21 years. And so what happened is, in the middle of all that, running a business and the communications, because when you tell people, oh, your qi is off, it doesn't really resonate exactly, and it also sounds fairly esoteric, and it doesn't sound scientific. So you have to really work at how you communicate the things that sure. I do, yin and yang, and what do they mean. And after about 17 years into the practice, you kind of get gripped by your own communications. So I was starting to become just a little bit rote in that, and I thought I needed some fun. And I don't still like winter, so I said, what would be fun to do in the winter? And I decided that improv would be very interesting. I think communications are everything, really. I mean, the way we communicate with
people,
verbal, nonverbal.
So this didn't hit you in high school. Were you part of the theater?
No. I came about it.
Family there? No.
Nothing at all. Wow. And so even being on the air a little bit and still even performing in public is actually a scary challenge. But it really was a challenge that I thought brought a new interest into communications. And as much as it seems very far-fetched from Chinese medicine, it really is about being in the moment. Right?
Oh, sure.
Listening. What did you hear? Observing emotional content as well as energy that you bring forth. And everything we do in Chinese medicine is about energy and nonverbal communications and what we do and being in the moment. So it really fit right in with that. So I saw a very interesting parallel. And so I went through the whole training program at Second City. I was scarily picked onto a coached ensemble and got over the fear of stage fright in a sense. But improv also gives you the ability to recognize that even if you make a mistake, you know, you can correct that. Sometimes mistakes are even better, right? They can kind of turn out more
like in life.
Yeah, funnier, or they take you on a different avenue. And so the study of improv has become extremely fascinating to me. And so over the last 4.5 years, I've been practicing. Then I met the great team of Disposable Theater. Matt had started with Bob about 9 years ago.
Yeah, and then we're either in our ninth year, finishing our ninth year or 10th year. I've lost track. I don't even track anymore.
Yeah, and so he decided to move to California. So we had a space and a home that we could hold classes where we do our yoga and Tai Chi and meditation classes. So we call it the Zen of Communications. And we took over the company a year and a half ago now, and we have two house teams. Mine is the Nine Bad Basses, and Matt's team, the Disposable Theater house team.
Well, we'll get to Matt in just a second. Now, the East Wind Acupuncture, what's your relationship with that? Is that just your ad? Is that your practice?
Yeah, that is my practice.
Okay.
Founded and started 21 years ago. We have become one of the largest clinics in the United States, and we treat all types of conditions, internal conditions I specialize in, so like blood pressure problems, asthma, allergies, fertility.
Sure.
Digestive disorders.
Right.
All the way up to common things of anxiety and depression and health issues like colds and flus. I heard you talking about somebody not feeling well earlier, and we even treat infectious diseases, but we don't do emergency medicine.
So it's just not like, you know, okay, I'm going to stick you with this and this is going to heal you.
No, absolutely not. And it's a really
right.
comprehensive
right.
program, not just needles. Needles are just one part of the whole process of Chinese medicine. That is the largest and longest studied medical system in the world with the largest population.
Very good. Well, we're going to get to Matt here and find out a little bit about him. So, you know, he's a familiar voice here. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, what you do in WVLP.
WVLP on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Taylor and I do a show called Nerds After Dark, where we celebrate all things nerd. So we might even talk about improv, or we might talk about the arts, or we might talk about we're looking forward to having a beekeeper online or on the air here pretty soon. We were founded with Eric Brandt, who has been involved with WVLP, and Greg Karras, the late and great Greg Karras. And it's been a wonderful show. We've done it now for, I don't even know how, I lost track of that too, 4 years, something like that,
oh,
3 years,
good.
Something like that.
So we're the new kids in the block here.
We
so.
Are anyway.
See, well, yeah, it's been really fun. It was kind of like Eric Brandt and my, and Rob, who I used to perform with improv. We went to brunch after being on a show one time, and he said, you know, you could have a show on WVLP, and Rob and I looked at each other and were like, oh, we crossed that off our bucket list. How do we do that? So then it was Rob and me for a little while, and now it's Taylor and me. And we talk about gaming and nerd stuff, you know, conventions
sure.
and cosplay and, you know, that. Plus, we've had Clint from Misbehaving Meads on, who supports WVLP as well.
Well, excellent. Yeah, I know with our show, with art, it started out more visual art, but we've definitely, Esther and I have had a vision to expand this. Being a theater guy for 40-some years,
right.
making my career that, want to make it a broader thing. So we have music, authors, and things like that. So we've really expanded
sure.
the scope of art in the air. So, but let's tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you grew up, how you got from here to there.
Well, I grew up in the Detroit area, and then I went to Michigan State University after Michigan State University.
You hear that, Bill Woods, Michigan State University.
I went to Michigan State University, and after I graduated there, I moved out for a career opportunity in Illinois for a little bit, which that also brought me to Northwest Indiana, and actually wasn't very happy in Illinois where I was. There just wasn't a lot for me. I like to mountain bike, I like to hike, I like to camp, right. I like to do cool outdoor stuff, and it just, I couldn't, one day it took me 45 minutes to go to the grocery store, and like literally it took me 45 minutes to go to the grocery store, and I was like, I'm done, I can't do it, and I moved. It's so like I came out to Valpo. I heard good things about Valpo, and I've lived out here since December of 2003. I started doing theater not too long after that. I was a theater rat in high school. I was a theater rat in middle school.
So which theater did you work with?
I started with the Opera House downtown. Oh. I did Swing the Musical. That was my first show here in Northwest Indiana. And then I've done a number of shows since then with 4th Street and Chicago Street. I even did a show where we went to China, and I was on the tech crew for that show. We did like 10 shows in China, 12 shows in 10 cities, I think, in 12 days or something like that.
It
was gnarly. And then Bob Craig did start the whole improv thing started like, it was just, hey, let's all get together and do some improv and Bob's he's got he's pushing probably 25 to 30 years now in improv experience.
Right.
And so he just started kind of this freelance group, and all of us would just get together and do do some improv, and he taught us what he knew, and he'd worked at I.O. and stuff like that.
Explain what I.O. I mean,
I.O. used to be Improv Olympic, but you can't call it Improv Olympic anymore because of some sort of legal action. But I.O. in Chicago, kind of like the sister to Second City,
where
you can go there, you can learn everything from improv to writing, and that's where he had done a lot of his formal training, and he brought that and gave that to a lot of us, which was very nice of him. And then we really thought it was just going to be, oh, we'll hang out together, and maybe, you know, in 6 months or so we'll do a family show. And then the next thing you know, we were doing paid gigs, and I think like 1 year we did 28 shows in a year or something like
excellent.
That. Or in a season. So our season's typically from like September to May.
So in the Northwest Indiana.
Northwest Indiana, we've done shows in Champaign. We've done other
Chicago,
shows.
Chicago, down Second City.
And yeah. So was it disposable theater then? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, when we first started to really kind of do a show, that's when we became Disposable Theater. We've also done some Disposable Theater is mainly a short form type of improv. We also do a long form. So a short form would be kind of like what you see on TV,
right.
Which would be like Whose Line Is It Anyway,
right,
where they do little games and
sure.
stuff like that. And then long form would be you take a word, or you just, the lights come up and you do a one act play. And you have different scenes and different characters, and you're going to make the whole darn thing up.
Could be a 45-minute show.
Sure. It could be a 45-minute show.
Based on a theme. So,
how many people at one time have you had? I mean, is it the more the merrier?
Well, it depends on – it also depends on who you're working with. Mm. We've got – in Disposable Theater, we've got 8 or 9 people. Mm. When you have a lot of people on stage, there's a lot of – that's a lot of mind – so everybody's either got to be really tuned in, or you know, once you get to 4 or 5 people on stage, it can get kind of hectic, and you can go to crazy town real quick. And we're not big fans of going to crazy town.
No, and typically you're going to do 2-person scenes most of the time, creating and developing some characters. So then that brings in a second set of 2 characters, and sometimes we'll all be on the stage at once. But having a team of about 8 just gives a lot of flexibility and changes for a nice long show. But I've been on teams that are 5. People and that seems to be good too. So, but much less than I'd say 4 gets to be a little bit tricky for an improv team.
Yeah. The stage that we travel with is 8x8 as well, so
very intimate.
Yeah, it can get really close. So that's me pretty much in a nutshell.
And what's the? Do you have? I always ask actors and performers, what's the real job?
What's the real job?
Professionally unemployed, isn't that what?
That's what it says.
I saw that.
That's what it says on Facebook. Professionally unemployed. I own a couple small businesses in town.
Okay.
I own a real estate management company where I manage property, and then I own Affordable Appliances, which also supports WVLP, which is down off of Lincoln Way. So I acquire washers, dryers, stoves, refurbish them, and sell them as
Excellent.
Used products.
Which is how I met Matt for the first time, his appliances.
When you need a refrigerator, you got to keep it going, right?
Yeah, dryers.
Yeah, so that's what we do.
Excellent. So you went through the training academy at Second City, Laura, right?
Yes.
And did you go on beyond that? Or
I stayed with the groups for a while. I did actually do one tryout for the conservatory, and then some things sort of started to happen, and I wasn't able to continue doing that. But I've continued my studies. I went on to the writing programs at Second City. I've also done some studies at IO, and then I started working closer to home a little bit just so I wouldn't have to drive so much, and that's how I ended up finding Disposable Theater to begin with. So I continue those studies, and we are continuing now putting into the DT a little bit more opportunities here locally to do educational things, from classes and workshops, from teens on to adults.
Excellent. You're listening to Art in the Air. We're with Disposable Theater Company and Nine
Bad Basses.
Basses, a very tricky way to say that. So, and we'll continue with that. I was going to tell you guys a little bit my first Second City experience. Mm. I was in high school. We had some very progressive English teachers that took us to Second City, among other things. And so it was near Christmas time, and they're doing the Christmas story. So here's Joseph and Mary on stage. Joseph walks out off stage. And I said, I'm going to go see the donkey. And then out jumped someone in a Superman suit and said, I am the angel of the Lord. I'm going to come upon you. Bend down, black out, come back up. Mary's fully 9 months pregnant. And, of course, Joseph comes in and goes, Jesus. And she goes, right.
Wow.
Okay, but
clever.
The Superman guy was John Belushi.
Was it really?
Yes. And then that was Dan Aykroyd was also in that company, and Bill Murray. And the funny thing, I found out later when I talked to this teacher, is that Bill Murray was putting the hit on my teacher. So I'm married. Oh, it's okay. Just dump these kids and go on. So that was my very first Second City experience, like in the early 70s.
That's
so
awesome.
So yeah, very progressive English teacher. So, and then we talked off air that my daughter went through the training academy. So anyway, getting into improv, tell us, do you actually do performances on your site too, or at?
Yes, we do. We're actually trying to, we are actually going to be expanding into having some maybe regular ongoing, just simple fun improv, maybe once a month on Friday nights or,
right,
or Saturdays in Chesterton at the studio.
So jams.
We're in the process
improv
of doing
jam?
That. Jam, yeah.
Jam.
Improv jam. And but most of our shows are kind of hosted throughout the area. We've been in La Porte, here in Valparaiso. We have some upcoming shows, actually. Our next show with Matt's team, the Disposable Theater Crew, they're on Saturday, October 26th, right here in Valparaiso at Perea. That show starts at 8:30. And then our next one's November 9th at Clancy's in Portage. So we do perform in Lake Porter and in La Porte counties, and we are looking to expand a little bit into Berrien as well over in Southwest Michigan.
And those links are also on our Arts Events page now, so you can link up to it and you can see it, the Get Tickets thing and everything like that. We've already done that for you guys. So
yeah, Jimmy at Perea and Brendan over at Clancy's have been real supportive of
amazing
of improv and of the teams and of even classes and stuff like that. So, and they've got a, you know, Clancy's got a back room, and we've got our own bar and our own bartender, which is really cool.
Which is a 21 and older show. That's the only one.
Yeah,
other
Clancy's
than that,
Clancy's is 21 and older. But Perea is all ages. So if you are that progressive parent that wants to bring your kid to an improv show, you're more than welcome. Which we've had teenagers and come into the show. And Perea, we also get the room upstairs to ourselves, and there's a bar and a bartender, and it's a good atmosphere.
Really nice time.
Excellent, excellent. I bet you that might be a good connection to get into La Porte County to the Nest, don't you think? That might be something.
If they want to, yeah, open invitation.
Awesome.
Sure. We've done we did a whole year of comedy, and then our the audience is sporadic with anything, and we just decided to take a break with comedy.
Okay.
But we loved it. I loved it.
Sometimes some of the things I do enjoy about improv as well is that it most of the time we try to perfect everything we
right.
do, right, as humans. And with improv a little bit, it gives you the freedom to recognize that that's over. We're not going to practice that again, but we practice skills, right? Skill building, skill drills, communication skills, and all of those continue to apply in many ways throughout your life and not just in improv.
Sure.
But it is fun in a way because you're not going to go back and actually try to relive that show.
Right.
Right. Or
tell us what.
So with your students then, the approach with someone who's terrified but wants to do it. I mean, do you get?
I teach at the high school every year. And I've been doing that for, I think this is my sixth or seventh year.
Mocha Madness, is that correct?
Yeah, it's called Mocha Madness. And we've worked up to, last few years, we've had over 30 kids, which is a big, long show.
Sure.
It's totally worth it. And it's really cool because you do get, in this day and age, when you get kids that are buried in their iPad or buried in their cell phone and they can't even look at you in the eye, or you get some kids who just have other challenges on stage, you know, or just socially, mm-hmm. to get them day one. Yeah, they might have some challenges, but by the 8 weeks are up, sometimes, oftentimes they can be the star of a scene or the star of a game or the star of the whole show. And it's interesting to see people grow that way.
How about with adults?
Well, with adults, you get the same thing. I just taught a class recently, and we had an adult say, "Look, I'm doing this." Like, kind of like Laura said, I was trying to find something that I would do that would be fun, but she was also trying to find something to work on her, you know, how she could deal with each individual
sure.
patient. And I had a gentleman say, "You know, a lot of life has been about me, and I figured improv would be a way for me to learn to make it about somebody else." Because when you're on stage, Larry, you know, you know, when you're on stage, I'm there to make you look good.
Right.
That's the number one rule. We're all there to make each other look good. Nobody's there just to take any light. And if I'm there to take the light, I'm going to take the whole scene and drive it into the ground.
Exactly.
And so you teach that to the kids, you teach that to adults. Some adults, it's just, hey, man, I never had anybody just push me out on the stage before. So sometimes you get a lot of that.
I think when you first start out in improv, you're learning a lot of skills and drills that actually don't necessarily, like, we're going to go do a show. So most people don't come in with the idea that that's going to happen. And a lot of them are actually afraid of that. And through the process of just learning, listening, and supporting team members, they start to become a little bit more comfortable in their own day-to-day life and then actually open up to that possibility. But most people don't come for that. They come for the ideas of challenging themselves. They're stuck creatively, they are finding ways. Because we have businessmen to, you know, again, to teens, and to be able to really listen and pick up what
right.
your client is looking at, or verbal clues that sometimes people don't really recognize. You know, your husband's looking at you cross-eyed, and you don't really recognize, he doesn't understand you, and you just keep barreling through that. Well, in improv, you can't really do that. You have to listen and look and watch your teammates, because it's what gives you the next inspiration to make up something on stage out of nothing. And there's a really creative energy through that whole process that actually becomes very inspiring, confidence building, and that's why improv has really gotten into the corporate world.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the question I had is, you know, you've talked about skills. Maybe our audience would like to hear what some of those skills are, you know, when you're going into improv.
The individual skills?
Yeah, like what I mean, when you come to a class and we're talking about skills,
yeah,
but in general.
Well, listening, of course,
listening.
Number one. Always agreeing. And I'll tell you what, being a guy that sells appliances, I've had situations where you get that customer or that person that you meet, and just for some reason you're bumping heads, the gears aren't meshing real well. And one of the main rules of improv is yes and. Always agree.
Yes and.
And always add to it. And then I stopped, and in my head I said, just agree with this guy. Now, that doesn't mean that I gave him the world. It just means that I was more on his side, and I made him look good, and I made him feel comfortable, and all of a sudden, boom, now he was my best friend, and everything was great. So those skills definitely transfer over into the real world. So, you know, you've got listening, you've got yes and, you've got always make each other look good, which all of those can transfer into the real world. I tell the high school kids every year, and I will tell it with the superintendent in the room, that the improv program at Valparaiso is the most important thing that those kids will do their entire career at high school.
Well, yeah. Just like any extracurricular, and having gone through this for many, many years, they may never go into any kind of performance, and even if they're working in tech theater and things like that, but they learn, especially any kind of theater, you learn that it's a team effort. It's not like an individual artist painting. It's skills that you share, so you're always working toward make the whole thing. And in my theater, I always with the kids, I always call it the P word, professional. I said professional is not necessarily getting paid. It's the level of consistency in your performance and everything. So, yeah, you want to reach that.
Right, and so some of the skills and drills that we do in the beginning improv classes have a lot to do with actually getting rid of our own thinking processes to some degree. Because when we start to speak, we often want to make sure that we're heard correctly, or we overthink what we did that sound correctly, and these things. So we have to get out a little bit of the ego. So a lot of the first skill drills are really about creative thinking and quickness to speed of just getting things out, right? So we might throw out a category like automobiles, and we might go back and forth very quickly with the team, and I'll say truck, Volkswagen.
Trailer.
Audi. And we keep going back. Sure. And so the faster that we can get through these drills is first to drill us out of thinking too much, because we tend to overthink things. We want to have the perfect word to say. And so you have to get rid of that a little bit in improv, because you have to get really active on your feet. So those are some of the things that we have to come out with quick. And also creative thinking. So outside of the categories, as I said, automobiles, he picked wheels, right? So that's a little bit out sure. of the stretch of it, but it's still within that realm. And what we found in like improv for companies is these kind of skill drills can help eventually, like even in marketing. Who do we want to target? CVS, WVLP, just even just to throw out ideas, that any idea can lead to better things, right? And no idea is wrong. And to just tag on to his yes and theories, which were coined by Tina Fey, it really is a little bit, in a job situation, you could be say, hey, boss, I have this great idea. And he says, yeah, but that's not going to work, you know, right? Or no, right. That's not going to work because it's too much money. Instead of this, well, yes, and that's a good idea. And we might be able to expand on that in a different way. It might not be that the idea overall can be exactly lucrative or effective, but the idea itself should not be negated, because then it turns down your...
Right, then you've left that person with freedom to expand on their own idea.
Exactly. Yeah, you can still yes and somebody and say no.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So it does really bring up that creativity, the sure. freedoms in that company. But for people, it just really allows you to start to understand that you can think on your feet. If you really listen and look at people, you'll have a lot of inspiration. So we take a lot of inspiration by, you know, if Matt came out like with a swinging arm and a little bit of a shake, you know, we're going to see him as a little bit of a, maybe an old guy coming out on that stage, right? And maybe with a walker. And that gives us some inspiration to work with, since we're creating a play on stage. We have to create the set. We have to show up with the props. You know, we have to pretend like we're putting pants on, not really literally take your pants off. So there is a huge art in studying even how we do things, of opening a water bottle, right? So it's a lot about observation and getting rid of your own ego. Like, I'm going to add into that because I have a great idea. It's going to be, wow, I was inspired by yours, and now this creatively came out of me by those inspirations. So it really builds teamwork.
Make each other look good.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we give you said you'd give us a little example, and I got a little bell here.
All right.
So we're going to do a couple things. So explain what we're going to do.
This is a scene. This is a game called New Choice. So this is short form improv. This is a game called New Choice, and Larry's going to help us out. When Larry wants us to pick a new choice for whatever we add to the scene, then he's going to ding that bell, and he's going to say New Choice. Larry, can you ding that bell for me? New Choice. So you're going to ding that, and you're going to say New Choice.
New Choice.
There you go. Bam. All right. So I'm going to need a to get us started, we're going to need a suggestion. I'm going to need your favorite type of music.
Jazz.
Jazz. Okay. Jazz. I got your letter.
Well, I'm really glad that it came to the mail in time.
I am too. It was it was quite alarming.
I just want to take you to a jazz concert. That's all.
I get that.
New Choice.
I am confused. Is this a date or is this just friends?
Well, I left that open.
Well, obviously you left that open because I have no idea. Maggie.
Matt, I'm in love with you.
New Choice.
Matt, it's over.
You mean, it's over.
Well, if you can't figure out through what I wrote in my letter and you don't understand, then you don't really understand me.
Well, I figured if you really just wanted to take me to a jazz concert, you wouldn't just dump me today.
New choice.
If you really wanted to take me to a jazz concert, you wouldn't crap all over me today.
I thought a letter would just be very gentle and I wouldn't have to confront this, and now I'm nervous.
Well, new choice.
Now I feel like crap.
Well, that makes two of us, my dear. Good job. Maybe we should stick together since both of us are crap.
Well, I think that's a really great idea.
Okay, see? I'm glad I was able to change your mind.
New choice.
I'm glad I was able to make you see the light.
So you'll go to the concert with me tonight?
I would love to go to the concert with you as long as we're an actual couple.
New choice.
I would love to go to the concert with you if you pay for the tickets and the popcorn and the soda.
I will pay for the ticket, but you get the limo and the champagne.
The limo's already outside.
Oh, my God. You're the best.
New choice.
Oh, my God. I've never been in a limo.
Well, baby, let's get it done.
And we'll wrap it there. There we go. Well, one of the things I should do my thing here. We're Art in the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM.
You should have held up my little.
Well,
my
I
was used to give me a set of cards too.
Well, actually, we're just a tad early, but anyway, we're talking to Disposable Theater Company and Nine Bad Basses. I want to make sure I say that very carefully. You know, community license. So, one of the things I remember is like the rule of threes in improv.
Yeah, if you do it once, if they laugh, do it again. If they laugh again, do it a third time.
Okay.
Basically, that's the way I've always understood. Just, right? How you've always
Yeah.
Just do it three times. If it laughs once, they'll laugh three times.
Right.
Don't do it four times. So,
no. If you get to four times, you better end up doing it about 12 is really what happens.
Now, what did you call that kind of improv? What would you call that?
That's short form.
Short form.
That's just a short form game. It's, you know, literally it's going to be probably 2.5 to 4 minutes depending on how it's going. And the dinger can ding as much as they want.
Right.
You can ding, the rule for the dinger is just a ding until you get a laugh or a ding until you get something that's just going to throw people off.
And another variation of that is like what I call tag improv, where you're doing a thing and you tag someone up to pick it up from that scene.
Yeah. Right. There's tag. We play a similar game called a similar type of tag game called Choose Your Own Adventure, where Larry, you and I might be doing a scene, and then she comes in and tags you. Another person comes in, tags you, and she says, "Well, I'm the salesman, or I'm your wife," and then you get to pick who you want to do the scene with, and then the scene
and takes in a whole different direction.
It goes in a different direction, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
There's a one where we clap and say we have to start with what he said. We go in a whole new direction, and that has
right.
to start.
Oh, with
scene.
The last, yeah. with the last line,
first line,
yeah.
last line.
Yeah,
I know. I've seen magic happen when Peyton Wilson did improv classes in the gallery. I mean, sometimes even those exercises are just pure magic.
And sometimes.
I mean,
I've seen people just completely come out of their shell and just
I mean, it's, I've seen it happen too. Just people were coming just to, she did a tryout, like a tasting of improv, and we had a nice group, and it was amazing. People had never even thought it was something that they wanted to do, but they wanted to see what it was all about, and we had like a brilliant afternoon.
Well, that's
like
kind of really what the improv jams are all about in Chesterton. When we do improv jams, everybody's welcome, and you get kind of a taste of.
Is there a cost for that?
No, it's an open jam night. It will be starting in January again, Thursday nights, 9 to 10 at the studios, 101 Second Street.
Okay.
And it's open for everybody in the area. We actually are teaming up with even In Productions, who are out in Crown Point, and a little bit with 4th Street Theater to put on a combo show with the improv teams around the area as well. But the improv jam will be open for everyone.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting thing, is bring together some of the improv groups all over there's one I can't think of the name. They've been at 4th Street. The Tony Stanzas.
Yes, the Tony Stanzas, yeah. Yes.
Well, they do, we did last year an improv
competition.
Yeah, it was like a competition, like an improv just thing. It was a collaboration of 4 teams, and it was out in Miller, and it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of improv, and you get to see how people do things differently, because improv is, you know, I mean, I'm pretty aggressive when I teach that it should be this way, but in all reality, it's kind of how you find, just like music, you know, if you like music, doing music this way, or doing theater this way, you know, there's gonna be a way that fits you.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So it's cool to see other people even play the same games that you might know and might play and just see how they play it.
Right. Well, one of the cornerstones of Second City is after the show on certain nights, they actually do the thing where you have the audience call out stuff, and that's where they develop a lot of their material for the new show and everything. They'll give out ideas, and that's always fun.
Yeah, their mainstay shows are all scripted with a little bit of improv with it, so they do those after, but they have so many shows in their little theaters that are ongoing
ETC
with just straight-up improv that are really fun to see. But those are some scripted shows, too, at the Second City. But they all do come out of a lot of the practice.
Well, years later, like sometimes when I go regularly, and, well, Shelley Long was there for a while, but then I would call out Shelley Long, and I remember one of the remarks saying, oh, you've been replaced, too. I always got a sense that they kind of thought she was going to have a different kind of thing. But I remember George Wendt was in some of those casts that I saw and everything. It's kind of interesting to see those people move on to SNL. Now, SNL was based on a lot of the Second City origin. What are your feelings about how that's gone? I mean, you know, they do obviously something.
SNL?
Yeah.
I don't watch a whole lot of TV.
Okay.
Are you talking about like the cast and the design
show? How it's evolved over the years.
They still come out of a lot of improv. I mean, a lot of their skits still come out of in the free form of what improv does bring. Most of them came out of a lot of those Second City trainings. And I think it's still really gone into that creativity, and I think they're doing amazing. I know there was a lull for a while, but I think they've really casted
Rebranded
a lot of good people. And
Yeah, people pick on, you know, certain time periods of Saturday Night Live and say, oh, that wasn't the great cast, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, they've had some great people come out of Saturday Night Live, and they've had some great individual things come out of Saturday Night Live, and it happens every year. And then there's some stuff that's garbage, and that happens with Disposable Theater. I mean, we do scenes where we all look at each other and go, what were we doing?
It's
that
over,
was
at least.
Terrible. We should all just go to bed.
And there's no right or wrong. We kind of say they're flat, you know, or easy or hard, really, is how we like to look at it. That was hard. And when it's hard, you know, it was a little bit more challenging, often because we haven't created a relationship. If we don't know who we are to each other, that makes it more challenging. It makes it challenging for the audience. So if we can get out right away, like, oh, son, you know, and he knows that he's my son, then we already have that established. Then he might say, you know, hey, I'm playing my video games. So you might get the idea that they're at home. And so this starts to create that picture so that the audience knows a little bit of this play that is getting created on stage.
Sure.
Yeah. But there's a lot of forgiveness with the audience in improv, too, which is thankful because they know
especially
we're making this stuff up.
Especially
right
when
on
we
stage.
Have bartenders, man.
Oh, no, there you go.
You've got a couple drinks in you. I'm way funnier no matter what I do.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is true. Audiences, as a rule in theater, are very forgiving, and you know, so they want you to succeed on stage, even in legit theater.
Yeah.
They want you to succeed, and so if you make them well, and I used to always tell my people, I said when I was directing, I said, look, you'll make a mistake. The trick is not to let the audience or embrace it to the point that you can move on with it. You know, if you stop and all of a sudden indicate that you made a mistake, that's when it gets tension. But if you just go on, and one I remember when I was directing in Highland, the girl pulled on this thing like for the butler, and the set partially came down.
Yeah.
Well, what she did is, and the thing is, the context of the scene, things were not going well for her. She says, see, nothing's going right for me tonight. And of course, she just went right on.
And I bet you the audience loved her.
They loved it.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Another time, and we were doing the musical Oliver, and someone exited early and they missed an entire song. And I was somehow in audience mode, didn't know it, and everyone was, my nickname was Lab. Is Lab mad? Is he mad? No, I didn't even realize you did it because you covered it so well, you just went right on and closed out act one. So, yeah, audiences are very, very forgiving. They want you to succeed.
Yeah, I tell the kids that, and like nobody is coming there to watch you fail, especially like with your first question, you know, how do you deal with somebody who has never been on stage before, or they're very nervous,
or they've got
some sort of emotional thing that's holding them back. Nobody in that audience. And when we do the high school show, we have over 200 people in that audience.
Right.
And nobody is coming there to watch you fail. And nobody wants you to fail. Everybody's going to support you. And even if you screw up, the cool thing about improv, when you screw up and there's a car wreck, man, people want to see flames and fire. They want to see it all.
Well, but you have other people to change it and shift it.
Yeah,
too,
and you have to trust those other people to kind of pick up the slack if you kind of screw up and help you. Sometimes it's you know, if I screw up and if, you know, Larry, if you and I are on stage and our scene is just bombing, you know, we're gonna trust in Laura to come and swipe that scene and start a whole new scene and just save us. And
that's
sometimes
true.
that's that's what you need to do. Jump on that grenade and just save your team members.
Exactly. Or just turn to the audience and say, man, is this working for you? And then you can come back if you break that wall. Because improv obviously breaks that fourth wall, and sometimes traditional theater. If you break that wall, you come back in and it's like, hey, this isn't working. What do you think, audience? And they go, ah, and then you go from there. You can build on even that type of energy. So
Matt, were you a high school theater person?
I was a high school theater person all 4 years. I was an athlete and
on stage,
theater guy.
Backstage, yeah. The whole thing?
I didn't. Nope, just on stage. I never did any.
What were some of the roles you did?
I played some sort of reporter in Dixie. No, I don't know. There's a baseball show, and then I did West Side Story. And
what did you do in West Side Story?
That was my senior year. I played Riff in West Side Story.
Ah, very good.
That was my first on stage stunt. I had to fall from a third level of a scaffolding.
Wow!
And we didn't have any bags or anything. I just had to fall on the floor and roll.
Ooh!
And then I did junior year. We did Danny Zuko, which I did again when I was 30 years old at the Opera House.
So you can sing, Matt?
I've been known to sing a tune.
That's something I didn't know about you.
I've been known
we'll have to
sing.
Hear about that.
I've been known to sing a tune.
Most people tell me to stop singing because like 90% of what I directed were musicals because I have a special love for musicals.
But I did Dracula at Chicago Street Theater several years ago, Frankenstein, Jekyll and Hyde at Chicago Street Theater, and a number of other local shows. I played Pirelli up at 4th Street Theater, that was a fun part. I really liked that. A lot of it was the costume done by Stan Lee, who does a lot of costumes in the area, and her costuming was awesome, and it helped make the character. I haven't done a lot of scripted stuff lately. I've been focusing on improv.
Yeah.
I've been teaching more. And
you don't have to memorize lines.
You don't have to memorize lines, and memorizing. Well, actually, owning businesses and running businesses and memorizing lines are kind of butt heads a little bit. So
exactly,
yeah.
Well, we have just a couple of minutes left. Why don't you review what we have coming up for all your companies?
Wonderful. Again, we have our October 26th show at Perea, 8:30, November 9th at Clancy's at 8 p.m., and then we're back to Perea on November 30th, which is going to be a very fun show. All of them are going to be fun shows, but this one is a combined show with our two teams, our two house teams. The Nine Bad Basses will perform for about 30 minutes, and then Matt's team will perform for about an hour or so. So if you want to catch us both, that's going to be a great night. We also have a teen intensive four-week improv workshop that's going to be starting November 3rd. And then our 201 class starts January 12th, and our 101, so that's the basic beginner class, will be starting February 16th. And we're going to be having a lot more opportunities to have educational opportunities with improv. We've used to have them in and out, sometimes not even in a year they would put them on. So we want to have ongoing and start to anchor ourselves in the area with all of our great teachers.
The teen intensive is going to be on Sundays from 3 to 6. So parents, if you want an afternoon of peace and quiet, you can sign your kids up and drop them off in Chesterton. And then we also do corporate workshops. If you guys are interested in getting some of your people to open up a little bit differently, a little bit more creatively with your clientele, let us know at Disposable Theater Improv, and we'll be happy to set up a corporate workshop for you.
Well, our guest today, Laura Zaransky. I got that right.
Very
this time.
Good.
Good.
Excellent.
Good. Okay, excellent. Matt McCann and the Disposable Theater Productions in general. You can find out information on our webpage. And you've been listening to Art in the Air today at again. It's heard on Fridays at 11 a.m., Monday at 5 p.m., and also we're being rebroadcast on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, on Sundays at 7 p.m. We're supported by the Indian Arts Commission Project Grant, part of the National Endowment for Arts, Walt Reitinger, and the Brower Museum. Hey, if you're interested in being a guest, again, it's artontheair, wvp@gmail.com. Next week, we'll have the, I guess you call it, punk rock piano with Walk Among Us. See you right here next week on 103.1 FM, Art on the Air.
Aloha, everyone. Have a great week.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art, and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art. and show the world your heart.